Good morning, I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, President Obama today will award a posthumous Medal of Honor to Sergeant First Class Jared Monty. Sergeant Monty was killed in Afghanistan in 2006. The Medal of Honor is the highest award for bravery given by the U.S. military. The president will award it today. I'm here now with U.S. Army Medic Zachary Barnes on the line from Watertown, New York. He served with the 10th Mountain Division in Afghanistan. He knew and served with Sergeant Jared Monty. Zachary, how are you?
Good. How are you, Todd?
I'm well. How long did you serve with Sergeant Jared Monty? How well did you know him?
I knew him decently, fairly well. He was pretty much well known around the whole base by everybody around. And I'd known him personally for about 4 months.
Can you describe to us, please, how he died and what the story is that is leading to this highest honor he's getting today?
Sergeant First Class Monty was eventually killed by RPG and small arms fire on June 21st, 2006, roughly around 7 p.m. His small recon team of about 16 soldiers came under attack by 50-plus enemy insurgents in the Nuristani province, which, more importantly, overlooking the Gardesh Valley, about 2,600 feet up or so. In that early evening hours, they were attacked, and as one position was falling back to a main defensive position, PFC Bradbury, who was carrying one of the machine guns, light machine guns with him at the time, was actually struck and wounded pretty severely. And as everyone else was returning fire and trying to suppress the enemy, Sergeant First Class Monty made two unsuccessful attempts to go out into the open and pull in his soldier, PFC Bradbury.
He tried to run over to him?
He tried to run over and threw basically the mainly open area under heavy enemy fire. And on the third attempt, Sergeant First Class Monty was actually struck directly with an RPG and had several bullets just riddle him and was killed pretty much instantly.
You mentioned Private First Class Bradbury, who was manning the light machine gun. He was the one who was wounded when Sergeant Monty tried to run to him. What became of PFC Bradbury? Did he survive?
PFC Bradbury actually did survive the battle that night. Unfortunately, there was a very unfortunate accident the next early morning when they were trying to take PFC Bradbury out because he was wounded, and him and himself and Staff Sergeant Heath Craig was a flight medic, and they actually both ended up, as they were going up the hoist into the medevac helicopter, the hoist ended up snapping, and they both fell to their death. So it's a tragic end to that.
It is a tragic
end. He survived the battle, but ended up dying in a horrible accident.
And Sergeant Monty saved this private's life, only to have him pass the next day on a helicopter wire.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about your experience on the day of Sergeant Monty's death, what you saw, what you smelled, what you heard.
The biggest thing that we heard, I was actually listening to a radio at the time of the attack. I wasn't actually on the mountain. And as we were monitoring the radio, we could hear Chaos 3-5, which was Sergeant Monty's call sign. He was calling in for indirect fire, which is like mortars and artillery, and also calling in several thousand pounds worth of bombs to help suppress the enemy away from their position. And there was about a moment of probably about a minute or so of silence where we were all kind of just listening, holding our breaths. And then Sergeant, which we found out later was Sergeant Grzetsky, came on. It was his different voice. And we all kind of looked at each other, and we knew that there was a reason that Sergeant Monty wasn't on the radio, because he was always on the radio. He was always the guy handling those kind of situations. And I think a lot of us knew at that point in time that something grave had happened to him. We spent the rest of the night. I actually went out on a team of about 10 Humvees and went out to go try to assist the troops, although we couldn't actually get to the mountaintop where they were at. But we were bringing more ammo for the mortars that were nearby that were giving them suppressive fire, and just trying to get a situation held. And we ended up spending up all night with the guys on the radio and just trying to talk to them and keep them alive and everything until we can get to them the next day.
All right, that is the story of an American military hero, Sergeant Jared Monty, who will be awarded the Medal of Honor by the President of the United States today. We've been speaking with Zachary Barnes, U.S. Army medic, who served with Jared Monty in the 10th Mountain Division in Afghanistan. Zachary, thanks so much for joining us and for giving us your story.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.